Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Take a glance at the curious sermon slide. It might not mean much to some of you, but that describes my upbringing from early on. I have to repeat to you what Ian said. He literally said, "Pastor, you're dying." I think he meant my wireless microphone. Grace be unto you and peace again from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of this evening's message? Milking on Christmas morning. Giving. Giving. That's what Christmas is really all about. And I'm not referring at all to what our world has turned Christmas into. An excuse for overspending. An excuse to keep stores in business. Or a reason for you and me to compete in the "can you top this" gift giving. No, I'm talking about God's giving. God's overwhelming love for a sinful world that moved him to give his son, a Christmas baby, Jesus, as the very first original Christmas present. Who can state this idea that Christmas means giving better than St. John in his third chapter and the 16th verse? So many of you know this passage by heart. St. John wrote, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Christmas reminds us that love gives. To love is to give. And tonight, as has become my custom over the years, my seventh Christmas here, I want to share with you a story sermon about loving and giving. The setting for the story is a dairy farm from many years ago. A farm in which cows are milked, and then the milk is sold to support the farm family. Most of our church members here know that my young days were spent on a dairy farm in Spokane, Washington. But tonight's story is more than just a story. It also contains a very clear message. A message that is central and front and center to the Christmas message. Again, our title is Milking on Christmas Morning. He woke up suddenly. It was 4 o'clock a.m., the hour at which his father had always called him to get up and to help him go out to the milk barn to milk the cow. Strange how the habits of his youth clung to him to this very day. 50 years ago, and his father now dead and gone for 30 years, yet every morning he woke up still at 4 o'clock in the morning. He had trained himself to roll back over and to go to sleep again, but this morning, because it was Christmas, he did not try to sleep. He remembered years ago when he was 15 on his father and his grandfather's farm. He loved his father. But he really did not know it until that one day, just shortly before Christmas, when he overheard his father talking to his mother downstairs at the kitchen table. "Mary," he heard his father say, "I just hate waking Rob up in the morning. He's growing so fast. He needs his sleep. I wish I could manage milking the cows without him. Well, you can't, Adam. Mother's voice was very firm. Besides, he isn't a child anymore. It's time he took his turn. Yes, said his father, but I sure do hate to wake him up. When he heard those words, something inside of Rob awoke. His father loved him. He never thought of it before. Neither his father or mother talked much about loving him. There was just no time for such stuff. On the farm, there was always so much work to do. But now that he knew his father loved him, there'd be no longer any sleeping in late and having to be called again and again to wake up to help milk the cows. Rob got up after that, stumbling with sleep, and he pulled on his work clothes to go down and help his dad milk the cows. And then, on that particular Christmas Eve, the night before Christmas Day, when he was 15, he lay for a few moments thinking about the next day. They were very poor, and much of the excitement for Christmas for them was the turkey that Mom cooked and the homemade pie she baked. His little sisters made simple presents with their own hands, and his mother and father always bought himself something very practical, like a jacket or a good book. And he saved all year long so he could buy his mother and father something too. But he wished, oh, he wished, that Christmas when he was 15, that he had a better present for his father than just the cheap tie that he bought. He remembered one Christmas when he was quite little, and he said, Papa, what's a stable? Since Jesus had been born in a stable, and his father said, well, Rob, it's kind of like a barn. Kind of like a barn we have out in back. Then Rob thought, Jesus had been born in a barn, a stable. And the shepherds came there to worship. And later, in a different place, the wise men came to give their gifts to Jesus. Then the thought struck him. Why should he not give his father also a special gift out there in the barn? He could get up early, even earlier than 4 a.m. He would creep into the barn, and he would get the milking done all by himself. He'd do it alone. He would milk, he would clean it up, and when his father went out to start the milking, he'd see it was all done. And his father would know who did it just for him. So at 3:15 in the morning, on that Christmas morning, Rob got out of bed and put on his work clothes. He crept downstairs, being careful of the creaky boards on the third step from the bottom, and he let himself out the kitchen door. And when the cows saw him, they even looked sleepy and surprised, as if to say, what are you doing out here so early? Rob had never milked the cows by himself before, but he knew that Christmas he had to do it for his father. He loved him so much, he just had to give him this gift. He kept thinking about his father being surprised. His father would come into his room and call him, saying that he would get things started while Rob was getting dressed. Then father would go out to the barn, open the door. He'd go to get the two big, empty metal milk cans, but they wouldn't be waiting, and they wouldn't be empty. When his father arrived later, the two big milk cans would be in the milk house, just filled with the cow's milk. The work that Christmas morning so many years ago was somehow different for Rob. Milking for once was not just a chore. It was something else. It was a gift of love to his father who loved him. He milked each cow quietly, pouring the milk from the small milk pail into the two large milk cans, and he finished, and the two large metal cans were filled. And then he quietly put the heavy metal lids on each of them. He put the stool back in its place by the door, hung up on the peg the clean, pure, small milk pail, and he went out the barn. And he shut the big sliding wooden doors quietly behind him. Back in his own room, he only had a minute to pull off his clothes in the darkness, jump back into bed, because he heard his father was awake and moving around downstairs. It was about 4 o'clock. He pulled the covers over his head just as the door to his room opened. "Rob," called his father. "We have to get up, son, and milk the cows, even if it's Christmas morning. Those cows need milking." Oh, all right, said Rob, with the best yawn he could fake. "I'll go out," his father said, "and get things started." The door closed, and Rob lies still, laughing to himself. In just a few minutes, his father would know. Rob's heart was dancing in his chest. The minutes were endless. 2, 3, 5, 10. He didn't know how many. And then he heard his father's footsteps again come up the steps to his room. Then the door to his room opened up and he lies still. "Rob?" "Yes, father." And his father was laughing. "You thought you'd fool me, didn't you, son?" His father was standing beside his bed, pulling away his blankets. "It's for Christmas, father." He found his father in the darkness and squeezed him with a big hug. He felt his father's arms go around him, and he felt his father's scratchy whiskers on his soft young cheek. It was dark. They couldn't even see each other's faces. "Son, I thank you. No one has ever done a nicer thing for me. Oh, father, I just wanted you to know that I love you. And I know that you love me too." He didn't know what else to say. His heart was almost bursting with love. And right at that moment, he remembered a Bible passage from Sunday school. It was about God's love and why we love. 1 John 4:19. We love because he loved us first. "Well, I reckon I can go back to bed and sleep now," Rob's father said after a moment. "No. On second thought, son, I hear that your little sisters are downstairs awake. There's no use trying to go back to bed with them awake. Come to think of it, son, you know, I've never seen you children when you first see the Christmas tree on Christmas morning and open your presents. I've always been out in the barn milking those cows. Come on, let's go down together." Rob got up, pulled on his clothes again, and they went down to the tree together. Oh, what a Christmas! And how his heart nearly burst again when, with shyness and with pride, his father told his mother and made his sister sit quietly and listen how he, Rob, had gotten up all by himself and milked the cows all alone. His father concluded the story by saying, "The best Christmas gift I ever had. And I'll remember it too, son, every year on Christmas morning, as long as I live." They both remembered it. And now that his father was gone, Rob remembered it alone. That blessed Christmas morning when, alone with the cows in the barn, he knew that his father loved him, and he in turn gave his first gift of true love. On this holy night, would you listen one more time to what the Bible says about giving and loving? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Love gives. To love is to give. My friends, God loves you and has given his Son to be born a baby at Christmas. And that Son grew up to be our Savior, who in love for us died upon the cross to pay for our sins and rose from the grave on Easter morn to bring us to the gates of heaven. My friends, if you have not personally accepted this wonderful gift, there is no better night than tonight to do so. And you can see me after the service if you need help to receive this wonderful gift. Love gives. To love is to give. God has loved you and has given his best, his Son Jesus. And may you now tonight, knowing God's love, seek out ways to love and to give to others in Jesus' name. And by the way, I'll meet you in the milk house tomorrow morning in the name of Jesus. Amen.